The Hampton University Proton Therapy Institute is one of only a dozen in the country offering a very specialized form of cancer treatment.
The jump to protons is the first and major change in radiation therapy delivery that has happened in my lifetime.
Dr. Christopher Senesi is medical director of the institute.
For certain kinds of cancers, in particular childhood cancers or cancers where there are sensitive tissues around, like cancers in the brain or cancers near the eye, what protons do better than traditional radiation therapy is limit damage to surrounding tissue.
Dr. Dewado Brooks is director of prostate and colorectal cancers for the American Cancer Society.
By focusing the radiation and controlling the range of the radiation, we're able to give radiation to tumors and break both strands of the DNA of the cells, of the tumor cells.
Dr. Alan Thornton is a radiation oncologist at the Institute.
When we break both strands of the DNA, the tumor cells are not able to repair that very quickly. And so the next time the tumor tries to divide, it cannot.
The Hampton facility cost $225 million to build. Neither the University of Virginia nor Virginia Commonwealth University has a proton reactor.
So it cost a lot more.
Dr. Dewado Brooks, American Cancer Society.
But the outcomes at present, at least for prostate cancer, are not clearly superior.
We've treated about 900 since we've started. Right now we're averaging about 50 per day.
Dr. William Harvey is president of Hampton University.
It's the future. Georgetown, Johns Hopkins, Sloan Kettering, Mayo Clinic, University of Florida, University of Pennsylvania, University of Indiana, Hampton University. And, you know, there are always people who want to try to stop the future, but we found that just can't happen.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.